Today marks 1 year since the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan. And one man who has seen that shift up close is Fred Smith. He worked at the Australian Embassy in Kabul, including on the evacuation of the airport. He's had a long-standing presence in the region. In 2009, he was the first Australian diplomat to work alongside Australian soldiers and among the last to leave in 2013. While there, Fred wrote songs and put on regular concerts playing with Australian, US and Dutch soldiers as well as Afghan interpreters. And Fred Smith is a foreign affairs officer who served three postings in Afghanistan. He's a singer-songwriter and joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Patricia.
You were in Kabul when the airport was hit. Take us through that day, Fred.
Well, an extraordinary day. You know, I was actually working from the Australian Embassy, an interim mission, working from Doha virtually when Kabul fell on the 15th of August, and 2 days later I flew in as part of a whole-of-government mission to assist the extraction of visa and passport holders from Kabul International Airport.
Now, you're talking to us today in a personal capacity, to be clear, not representing anyone but your own lived experience. How long did you stay and what did you see once the Taliban were in control?
Well, you know, obviously the citizens of Kabul were anxious to get out on the whole, and many of them flooded to the airport. There were huge traffic jams on the way to the airport, and that created these incredible human log jams at the three functioning gates of the airport. The team I was initially involved in the 17th of August was focused on the north gate of the airport, and I saw some scenes of incredible human desperation at those gates. There was sort of, you know, I walked through the north gate one morning and saw a stretch of razor wire in front of me, and beyond the razor wire was 2,000 or 3,000 Afghans packed in tight, baking in the hot August sun, in a heaving crowd, trying to get through a gap in that razor wire, which was being plugged by some US Marines. You know, there was sort of, the place smelled of adrenaline and sweat, and there was a constant cacophony of gunfire and cries for help. And the people at the back of the mob were trying to get forward, and the people at the front were trying to push back so as not to be driven into the razor wire. And I saw an old woman dangling an infant over the razor wire, begging for us to take the child. It was, you know, and just the memory of the horror and anxiety on people's faces in that awful situation will stay with me.
You've created an album based on your experience, and you're going to perform one of the songs for us. Tell us about Gates of Kaya.
Yeah, well, this is a song I wrote after coming home and just making sense of that experience and trying to settle back in to the domestic environment, you know, after seeing seeing that desperation firsthand.
Take it away for us, Fred.
Sweet daughter, now that I'm home, I'll do my best. Warm water through your hair I will comb. Let's buy that dress. I'm back from work overseas among Afghans. And if I should seem ill at ease, please understand. I've seen the remnants of the Roman fleet, sifted embers from the February fires. I've read of Carthage and the fall of Crete. Nothing surprised me to the gates of Kaya. Your mama works a long day, comes home, it's dark. So let's put your Lego away and hit the park. Some nights we don't get along, but do not fear. Some nights my language is strong, but I'll be here. I've seen the remnants of the Roman fleet, sifted embers of the February fires. I've read of Carthage and the fall of Crete. Nothing surprised me till the gates of Kyre. Some nights I'm still getting calls saying, get me out of here. This happens when cities fall and men trade in fear. I've seen children your age, my love, push through the mire. I've seen infants dangled above the razor wire. Some pushed and made their way through. This eased my mind. Some friends and people we knew were left behind. I'm grateful for a warm home. In here we're blessed, where I can sink like a stone in my helplessness. I've seen the remnants of the Roman fleet, sifted embers of the February fires. I've read of Carthage and the fall of Crete. Nothing surprised me till the gates of Kyre.
Thank you so much, Fred. And that's The Gates of Kyre by Fred Smith. He's a foreign affairs officer who's served three postings in Afghanistan, and he is a singer and songwriter, often touring the Australian festival circuit. He was talking to us today in a personal capacity, and the tour is called Sparrows of Kabul, a Kabul evacuation anniversary tour heading around New South Wales and Victoria.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.